Hello, welcome to SDS Transfer Rumor Show. I don't have a name for it yet, but hi. No podcast today, but we have got...
I'm happy there's no podcast because it's always good to do something new.
And right now, what's going on right now is the transfers are heating up. There's so much going on. So in this video, we're going to be talking about the confirmed deals, the rumors, who we think teams should sign, everything, okay? And you guys can leave your comments below and everything. If you guys do want to see more videos of this trio right now, smash the like button. I want to see over 5,000 likes.
I see it. It's easy.
Not asking for too much.
It's easy. New show, 10,000.
10,000 likes if you want to see more of this trio.
Simple. Come on, you can do it. TikTok. Come on, baby.
It's not TikTok, bro.
This is my industry now.
Speaking of, follow Faze TikToks on screen right now. All right, let's get into transfers. We're talking about transfers. Gabriel Jesus has joined from Man City to Arsenal. 45 million, was it?
Could be 45, could be 55, could be 65, could be 75. Yeah. I don't care. Gabriel fucking Jesus is at my club.
You went from wearing this.
No, pass it. You went from... To what though? What's he wearing now?
To wearing this.
You don't know that badge, bro. By the way, disclaimer, guys. FaZe thought Thierry Henry wore that shirt.
He's not going to be wearing that shirt. So,
don't believe it.
Welcome to Arsenal, Gabby Jesus. Let's talk about that signing.
Gabby Issa.
Obviously, that was rumoured for a long time and it always looked like it was going to happen. And finally today, Fabrizio Romano confirmed it. We're just waiting for Arsenal to post it. What do you think about signing? You're a big fan of him.
I love him, bro. He offers everything and more than what I expected Laka to do when he came from Lyon. He can run in behind. He's got very good feet. He can play back against the goal. He's snappy. He's got a twitch in his shot. His pressing as well. Off-ball movement is... I think Pep came out and said he's got the best off-ball movement.
True. 45 million for a person who's got 1 year remaining in his contract.
At 25.
Yeah, but we're not going to wait for him next season.
One day and age kind of thing where can you look at someone that regardless is on 1 year and someone's underpaying someone.
I shouldn't speak. We paid 200 for Mbappe.
It's not even that, bro. What was it? Cameron was on what? Last year of his contract, didn't it? It went for 30 mil, right?
It's not bad. It's not 35. That's Kevin Bingo. Generational talent.
This is Jesus. Baller. What do you think he'll bring to Arsenal? Obviously, Arsenal needs strikers. We've got lost Aubameyang and Lacazette last season. Nketiah, it looks like he's going to be back up. Nketiah's got 23 goals in 39 starts for Arsenal.
That's crazy.
And Jesus as well has got similar, like crazy numbers.
He's third top goal scorer for Man City ever. Not ever, but...
What?
Not ever.
Actually,
not ever. But I saw a stat today that said he's Man City's... Maybe Premier League, Man City's third top goal.
Fake facts, maybe the money.
But Jesus has come to Arsenal. That is official. It is confirmed. It is stamped. What else is happening in the world of football?
Tchouaméni to Madrid. Much needed signing. He offers what we are going to be seeing. No more Cruz, potentially. Casemiro's getting old.
Casemiro's what, 28, 29,
man? Chill out, man.
How old is Casemiro? Let's find out.
Just turned
30 a couple months ago.
That's what I said, early 30s. Next year's going to be Lucas' final season. So I think getting Tchouaméni alongside Fede and alongside Camavinga in midfield for the next decade.
Does he transition or does he start?
In my opinion, I think he's going to transition. But there's been rumours saying that Ancelotti's going to start him. Ancelotti, towards the end of last season, said that Valverde is an undisputed star, which is fair, which is why Cruz has now made a decision of, you know what, let me not sign, let me see how it is. So I think Tchouaméni, I don't think he's going to start. I think he's going to ease in, maybe start a couple there. But
the Elche's the...
Let's talk about some more stuff that's going on right now. Raheem Sterling to Chelsea.
That is a bargain.
I'm not going to lie to you, I'm upset. I think he's a very good player, but he's playing at such a negative team that I know when he doesn't perform, people are going to get onto him. Everyone's going to expect more from Raheem Sterling because how quality, how good he is. But no wingers flourish on the Tuchel.
Do you think the signing of Raheem means that they're going to change their formation?
Hopefully they play four at the back.
Rudiger's gone, Christians has gone, they're building a new defence there. Okay, so Reece James, Chilwell, Thiago Silva, they need to sign a new centre back to partner that, make it a back four. That's a good move for Raheem. Good move for Chelsea.
Bro, at 27 year old.
England international. England, like one of the Premier League legend, you could say, as a winger. He's done everything. Chelsea's not even a downgrade. Everyone knows I don't like Chelsea, but Chelsea's not a downgrade. But the thing is, it is from Man City.
It's more game time.
It's not like Jesus coming to Arsenal. That's more of a step down.
Well, he signed until 2027.
Yeah. Bro, I was happy that he's in jail, bro. I'm so happy. Bro, we've got him locked. What do you call it? Sterling, very good move to Chelsea. If Tuchel plays the four at the back and they start to integrate their wingers more, beautiful signing. Him and Reece James as well on the right hand side, scary.
I heard potentially just left. He will be playing left. And then, of course, the new rumour signing is Ousmane Dembele.
But Dembele's not going there. I don't know what it is because, same thing. From the start, everyone heard Ousmane Dembele going Chelsea. But then now it feels like he's doing the U-turn. There's a video of him in his car.
And then some people are asking
where you're going. And he goes, Barca.
As a Madrid fan, I'm hoping and praying that he's leaving. He's Barca's easily most dangerous player.
He's so good.
On his day, On his day.
I don't feel like he's an on his day player though.
13 assists.
Bro, and he played half. And he played half the season, and he finished top assister. He's elite, bro.
Also, someone that was rumored to Chelsea as well was Rafinha. But now he's got links to Chelsea, but he's also got links to Arsenal and Tottenham.
Is that more of newspaper articles and agents trying to get his name out? We all know Barcelona was concrete with Rafinha. Yeah.
It looks like right now Arsenal.
Fabrizio
tweeted, it's going to be on the screen. Rafinha, Arsenal have a meeting next week.
I want to be at a meeting.
But the question is here, as both Arsenal fans.
I want to be there.
And third Arsenal fan. If, let's say, Rafinha joins, Saka is, of course, a right winger, natural right winger. Rafinha is a natural right winger. So where Saka's going to
Saka's
start?
Playing on the left. Rafinha plays where he wants.
You know, Saka's better than Rafinha, you know that?
That's not true, bro. Like, I'm not.
Oh, because Rafinha's Brazilian?
No, well, he's not.
But Saka on the left, Rafinha on the right, man. As well, yeah. But not because Rafinha's better or anything. Because I can't see Rafinha, don't think I can play on the left. Saka's versatile, I can play everywhere.
Stars, why is Rafinha better than Saka?
Because Rafinha's got tricky feet.
No, not Brazilian. His name's got Inya in it. Because Saka can skip pass plays as well.
If his name is Rupert from Leeds,
then he's priced to be like 8 million. But it's not even that. He's just, obviously, he's 25, so he's already mature for his gameplay. Me personally, and I feel like he's more polished than what Saka is. Saka's still young. Like, I'm not gonna say Saka's shit. Saka and Rafinha, they're very good. But like 6 months ago, we was talking about Rafinha should go to Liverpool, Man City, the big boy teams. Like, he was on the cusp. He was that level, bro, where he just has to break out into a decent team and show his talent.
As a neutral, I think Saka's more complete, but Rafinha's much more dangerous.
This year was good, but he didn't have much to play with, innit? First year in the Prem, he did well. And he was playing with Bamford. He elevated Bamford's game. He elevated Jack Harrison's game. Elevated Rodrigo's game. But now he's going to play with top quality players.
Well, Rafinha's going to be what you guys expected Pepe to be.
Yes.
The impact and the influence. Hopefully. That's what he's going to be.
Another couple rumours we've heard are some big names. With Ronaldo to Chelsea.
That's not.
But Neymar.
Neymar's
realistic.
What I don't understand,
it's mad, isn't it?
No,
Neymar is actually more realistic than unrealistic. Bro, how can PSG try to offload one of the most dangerous players?
But then, do you remember?
Neymar.
Imagine Raheem Sterling on the right and Neymar on the left.
No,
Havertz for the middle. That's scary.
You know the Mbappe saga when he was signing to PSG? Remember it came out when it said, one of the first things he wants to do is get rid of Neymar.
Apparently it's cap.
But yeah, it's cap.
He replied on Twitter saying it's not true or something like that.
You know,
got to cover it up. If Neymar leaves, it's true.
One thing about Neymar, today I read something on TalkSport. One of the guys that alluded, he said that he would rather have Sterling for Chelsea than Neymar. I think it was Darren Bent. Bum.
Oh, I like Darren Bent on TalkSport.
Darren Bent's a good fella.
How can you? No.
Awesome, man.
But Raheem Sterling's more of a safe bet, proven in the Premier League.
But you that's got
what,
bro.
I saw it. I watched the video. I watched the discussion. Would you rather have Sterling for Chelsea or Neymar?
Neymar's starting slowly, gradually becoming the most underrated player ever.
I've seen Neymar.
But you know the reason behind that is every player that's played like in the Prem, whatever, and now English, they're always going to back the Englishman. We've seen Gabby Bonner pick Dewsbury Hall over someone.
Kovacic.
It's normal to these guys. But with Neymar, because I read Barca are really trying to push this Bernardo Silva deal.
Yeah, but that's if Frankie goes to United, which is most likely. But
so do you feel like this is what I have a feeling, Bernardo goes to Barca and then Neymar goes Man City. If Sterling goes to Chelsea, Bernardo goes, then your only winger options are Jack Grealish, Phil Foden. Mahrez has only got 1 year left on his contract.
Alvarez, the new signing, can. Can play left.
Can play
but
left.
But I don't see don't Neymar. Neymar's not going City. I think the only likelihood, but I think it's either Chelsea, Juve.
Juve just signed Di Maria.
There you go.
That's another transfer.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, Romano. Yeah.
I saw his potential. Or maybe all the rumours are just all cap. Him staying for one final season.
Let's move on to another team for the transfers video. Spurs. Spurs have signed, obviously, they've gotten
Bissouma. I'm surprised you already left Chelsea. We're not talking about big Romelu Lukaku. Oh. That is the biggest one.
That is massive. But what can we say? Hasn't worked out for him.
That's the biggest. You know the worst transfer.
I was on a space today, and not even that. And like,
were you talking as well on the space?
Yeah, I was actually talking. I was at work singing
like Faisal.
I'm not gonna lie. Big up, listen. Big up the tacticals for that. Wallahi, it was a funny space.
I didn't jump in that one. I was in one today.
Bro, Mandem had vocals. Wallahi.
But what I was talking about was with these guys. What's the blame percentage of Chelsea, Tuchel, and Lukaku?
I think Tuchel gets 25% of the blame. Lukaku came out in November, December, came out publicly and said that Tuchel changed the playing style. Lukaku started, if you guys remember, started. Well, I think he scored against you guys.
It was against Rob Holden and Pablo Maris.
He got injured, he came back, the playing style's completely changed. So Tuchel gets the blame for that, but come on, bro, 100 mil.
But another thing is, Lukaku came out and said, I can play any formation Tuchel set. You got to sell yourself if you get in the bag. But publicly coming out, twerking for Inter. I'm happy he got his move because now he's going to be back to where he was last year. He was a confidence player.
He's going to do very well at Inter.
100%. Very he knows well that league
he
well.
He already has, yeah.
What about Ziyech going to
AC Milan? To Milan, he needs to go. Chelsea's not the team for him.
But this is what I'm saying to you. Can you genuinely name me a winger that Tuchel has made better? The only person he's made better is Dembele. We're going to be real. We know Dembele had that potential in Rennes. Yeah. He just aided and helped him out, leveled up his game. I'm not counting the Neymars and Mbappes. They're already clear by the time he touched down.
Am I tripping to say that Pulisic was at Dortmund?
He was.
And Pulisic did well, bro. Under Tuchel. So that's another one. That's another one to bear
but
in mind.
Then you have him again and he's just...
I agree with you.
His best spell was on the Lampard. His best spell was on the Lampard.
For that one period, when he did his hamstring. But Ziyech at AC, that's a very good signing for them.
What about Eriksen and kind of rejected Man United?
Guys, this is the debate I've been having on Twitter the last, I want to say, 2 weeks. Everyone's thinking, you're always onto Man United. I said, no. I was talking about Man United don't have the sauce no more. It's not that same knock that it used to be.
But I tweeted as well. Their pool is done. Bro, it's done and dusted.
You know, Man United fans leave on as well. I'm just stating the obvious. Idiot United fans, they don't know the fact that... even with us, yeah, I didn't think we had the pool. We've got a decent pool. But we don't have the pool where we can get any player we want. If we went to Frankie now, we'd have to do what Man United did, overpay. Even though we all know Frankie does not want to leave Barca.
100%.
There's no like...
He said it himself, he wants to stay. Bro,
Man United's reasoning is, oh no, we've got Erik ten Hag, we'll get him in.
And they're overpaying him in terms of the transfer and they're overpaying him in terms of the wages, fam.
Barca, literally, what they did was waiting out for a while, see how much of an idiot United is, to see how much we can get. Line up the Lewandowski, find out what the price is. So whenever that money drops, they're going to go straight away, grab Lewandowski. Maybe, like I said, the Bernardo Silva with the deal, whatever it is.
Yeah. Bayern trying to keep Lewandowski hostage.
What's your guys' thoughts on Lewandowski?
Barcelona?
Yeah. Bro, they're trying to keep him hostage. Bayern's going to, for one...
Basically, Lewandowski came out and said, time's done. Like, I've done what I want.
Yeah, I know. He said it openly and publicly.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be here. I've got 1 year left on my contract. I don't want to play this year in Bayern.
But then the Sporting Director just came out and said, nah, he's got 1 year remaining in his contract. We want him. He's just confused, as they called him. He's staying for one more season. That's a big statement to make, despite him coming out.
I thought they signed Mane to play through the middle.
Bayern, when they want someone, when they want to keep someone hostage, they're doing it.
I know it's fair, but do you not think this guy, I've given so much to the team, let me leave that on my own accord kind of thing? It's not like Bayern are like how we was when Arsenal had Alexis Sanchez and you wanted to go Man City or Man United. And we was like, we can't do it at this moment in time. You're our best player. They've brought in Sadio Mane.
If I'm Bayern, I'm not bringing Mane to replace Lewandowski's numbers in terms of goals, bro. I'm bringing him to contribute and add to what he's got already.
I hear that.
That's why they're trying to force him to stay, because they know at the moment they've got no one to replace him. Haaland was an option. He went City. But at the moment, they know next season they've got no one to replace. Maybe the following season, you can do some scouting. Once he leaves, they've got the next Lewandowski.
Speaking of Haaland and Man City, I just wanted to speak about this specific deal. Calvin Phillips. What do you guys think about Calvin Phillips? I know you...
Very good move. He's done everything at Leeds. He's a childhood guy, grew up in Leeds, brought him into the Premier League, had the option...
Same story as Jack Grealish.
Yeah, had the option to leave when they lost to Derby, I think, where he was going to play for like a lower league, mid-table, Premier League. Leeds said, just give us another chance. Promoted, had a very good year with Bielsa. Was injured this year, but had a great Euros as well. Perfect move.
Faisal?
Honestly, listen, you guys know my problem with English taxes. For me, he's an overrated player. He's average. But I get the move to City.
Yeah, we're not looking at the City, he's starting.
No, the move to City is for depth. I get it. He's going to start games there and there, rest Rodri, maybe add the two holdings if needed to. But
Fernandinho obviously has gone back to
Fernandinho's of course gone, but him, he's an average football
homegrown player.
He's a very average football player.
I feel like, you know how like the teams that Pep's manage, they tend to do well in the World Cup, like the Germany's, the Spain's. Uh-huh. I feel like the one place that England was missing was someone in midfield, and I feel like he could be the key to have this England team playing proper. But then you got Gareth Shitgate. But
it's the same. Calvin Phillips learning under Pep.
It's going to be massive.
To contribute with England as well.
Yeah, big time. But now you've got the Stones, Calvin Phillips, and then you've got the Grealishes, the Sterlings, or whatever it is. And there's that link, at least through the middle. Like, you've got the spine now.
Haaland as well, he's born in Leeds.
But knowing Southgate, he's not going to start Calvin. It's going to be Rice and Henderson. So
Henderson barely plays, no?
But see what Thiago came out and said to me?
One of the best midfielders I ever played with, bro. Henderson. I told you guys about Hendo, man. He said it to compliment
or just to make Henderson happy.
I told you about Hendo, man. Another team I want to get into, Newcastle, Nick Pope, they've signed.
Good signing.
Very, very, very good signing. They've been lacking a goalkeeper. They've got now a very solid...
Was he not a big fan of Dubravka?
No.
Freddie Woodman.
Come on,
bro. Not feeling it.
Bro, Newcastle are trying to finish in the Europeans.
Yeah, they are.
European spaces now.
Sven Botman as well, apparently.
That's a mate.
I know you know a lot about him. You like
I don't know a lot about him, but I know you've mentioned him.
Yeah,
no, I've mentioned him. I've signed him at FM. Knew him from a little bit.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you I watched 5 Lord games, but I know like 2 of his games.
Milano was desperate to sign him, yeah. And then he signed with Newcastle.
And there's been rumours as well of this to be Osimhen.
I read as well, James Ward-Prowse.
But I see that Ward-Prowse, I don't know, Southampton asked for 75 million for him.
For
Who's he? He's getting paid more than Frankie.
Pack, English tax, bro. I'm telling you. So Victor's not leaving. Like, Insigne just left Napoli, so I don't think he's leaving.
What are we thinking about Newcastle anyways, next season?
I reckon they'll finish in one of the European spaces.
So, I agree.
So who's missing out?
Basically, top 7. And yeah.
Whoa.
I'm joking. West Ham. West Ham's like 2-3 years of finishing high is done now. Newcastle here
today,
now.
I read today, West Ham 37 million, 50 million add on Danjuma.
Danjuma? Really?
If they sign a striker, West Ham sign that Aguad guy, centre back?
And they're trying to re-sign Lingard.
I don't want to say the team, but I think it's.
They're trying to sign Lingard as well.
Lingard on the free contracts, man.
That'll be good for them, yeah.
Bringing it back.
He's a TikToker now, like Faisal.
It's my industry now.
Oh, Jed Spence to Spurs potentially. Obviously, they've signed.
That's a good move, Suma. Yeah. You know what? Tottenham, they started very well. And then the player profile just changed. Charlison.
First Andre signing, who they signed is Perisic. Bro, left wing back at Conte's system.
Thinking Jed Spence right wing back as well.
Elite, bro.
But then you know the weirdest thing is? They started off so well with the Bissouma signing, the Perisic signing. Big fan of the Jed Spence signing. And I'm reading Langley.
Lengley,
yeah, they need a left centre back.
Wallahi on loan with the option.
Lengley is the worst.
That's what I love, bro.
Worst centre back.
Get into be good.
Nah, bro. He's a bum.
Bro, he's a bum, bro. He's a genuine bum.
I watch him week in, week out, bro. He's trash.
My cousin, that big Barcelona fan, like bigger than FaZe, isn't it?
More like Liga than FaZe.
He's been what? He goes.
I made the effort. Wallahi, I made the effort and go. Wallahi, but I'll take a good chance.
No. My cousin flies out to Barcelona. Watches Barcelona.
I tried, bro. I tried.
I scored at New Camp.
He's watched Messi at New Camp.
Yeah, but I scored. I scored in the same goal that Messi scored in.
Online.
Many times. Come on.
No. The winning goal.
Yeah, but then you scored.
An elite goal.
You scored in the goal that Ronaldo scored 450 goals in. Bernabeu.
Yeah, I was at the Bernabeu as well.
Suey.
But yeah, go on. What was your cousin saying in England?
He is saying, I'm so happy he's leaving my club. Bro, like, he's so gassed.
But I watch him weekend, he's dead, bro. He's trash.
But Spurs need that left centre back, and I think they're good.
Lengle's not it.
Lengle's not it.
Wallahi, they should rather get a star player.
We're going to wrap up the transfer roundup show here.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Obviously, there's a lot more to talk about.
And Messi.
Obviously, there's a lot more to talk about. And this whole transfer window is still going to be continuing for weeks to come. So if you guys enjoyed this, you want to see more of us three linking up, talking about transfers, talking about the hottest transfers of the week, etc.
I've got one thing to say as
well. Leave your comments, leave your likes. Stars always have something to say.
I always have something to say.
You always want to say after the last
guys,
thing. So go
just
on,
to let you guys know, this is not going to get cut out or anything.